Thank you for having us in your ears, in the car, the train, at home. And for the next 45 minutes, we're just going to try and see if we can cheer you up, because there's not much cheer going around the whole country at the moment. Victoria's in lockdown.
Your new intro. That's very good. You've been working on that, haven't you?
Oh, I was thinking about it in the car, yes.
Yeah, it's
good. Just thinking it is a bit miserable at the time. And we, for the next 45 minutes, a lot of people enjoy the show more and more each week. We can just have some fun.
Is the whole country in lockdown now?
Not Queensland.
But let's unpack a few things first, to give the listeners some laughter.
Yep.
Now, it is lockdown, Matthew, isn't it?
Yeah.
So during the week, we've received a message from Hum saying, I have to be out by a certain time because I have a meeting.
Has an appointment.
At an appointment at 11 o'clock.
Now,
we're in lockdown, mate. What could you possibly be doing?
We would need
to be in here earlier for you.
There's a number of things.
In your peach T-shirt.
You still go to the doctor.
Okay. Let's unpack. What are you doing?
It sounds a bit strange. I don't need to disclose my personal appointments.
Well, I think you do.
I have an appointment. It may be medical. It may be the tax man. It may be a job interview. Who knows? But I do have to be out of here at 10 o'clock.
It's not. You've been worried about the follicles. It's not is it?
No.
If it is a job interview, do you have to take your previous HR record?
I have a spotless HR record. I mean, there's a couple of blips, let's be honest. But like a credit rating, over time it disintegrates.
You get it back.
Yeah, you get it back. Yeah. So, look, my HR record of the last 12 months has been spotless.
So where are you going? What are you doing?
I've just got an appointment, Brownie. That's all I need.
He's not going to let us know.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
We'll find out.
We'll find out
in the next few weeks.
What if it's like a real personal appointment?
Well, you don't have to tell us.
We're in lockdown.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I've just got an appointment. But so
good luck with your personal appointment.
Which means I do need to get out of here in an hour, which means we've got 60 minutes to get through, and we have got a big, big show. Now, gentlemen, we're back in lockdown. Now, last week, Richo, you took us through, you did some cooking. You went through a number of activities. You've strayed a little bit this lockdown. We've only been in lockdown a couple of days, and you've already infringed.
I have. I did, yeah. Well, it was Friday afternoon. Richmond, Brisbane were coming up on Friday night. And you know how they put up all the past Richmond Brisbane games that afternoon?
Yes. No, I did, because you texted me about them.
I just started watching, lads, and just started to dominate in every game.
This is very out of character for you. So for those that are listening, on the screen we've got Rich O'Hone, his Instagram story. He has recorded. How many goals did you kick this game?
What, every game? There was four or five games on, I think.
Back to back, weren't they?
Just seemed to be dominating in all of them. Leper got a bath
now,
here.
Now, look at Leper. So you've gone Leopard having
and
a
that's
there.
Front and centre, just perfect.
Now, you have destroyed Leopard there. I'll give that to you. Is there, though, it's funny how the world turns around, because Leper is just becoming very, very prominent on the Channel 7 coverage. Are you just a little bit scared that he's going to get one back up on you?
I have noticed Leper's appearing every Thursday night on Channel 7.
Yeah.
And I have noticed he's a lot better at special comments than I am.
I was watching the same game, so Brisbane Richmond the other night. Oh, so we're doing Triple M. So he texts me, and so I got them to put it on in the studio in Triple M. And Darce is trying to host and ask me a question, and I'm actually watching myself. I wasn't even watching. But then that game came on, and I kicked the winner against Brisbane up there.
Oh,
and that was the game. These blokes think I deliberately fumbled a ball, so I didn't have to handball it. So
it's
I could
the only
kick
player
a goal
in the history of the game. Hum. So you were playing well. So you're in that good a form. He saw Andrew Cracker there. All he had to do was pick it up and give a handball straight near Andrew Cracker. Andrew Cracker would have kicked the winning goal. Brownie knew that if he fumbled it for a split second, Cracker would have got out of position. And then he picked it up and snapped the goal himself. The only man to deliberately fumble in the game.
Do you think that I would ever have the ability to specifically fumble to not give it to somebody?
Absolutely.
There's not enough time in an AFL
down
game to do that.
Here's your opportunity now, after nearly 20 years, to admit you fumbled that ball.
Intentionally.
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, Crack.
We'll get the vision
kick
of that,
winner.
Actually.
Hey, you know what I've figured? I've got a theory. Because in lockdown, you don't have a lot to do. You cook and you eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. This is a sweeping statement.
Yeah.
But you can take this to the bank. Any single food is better when put in a jaffle.
I would nearly
Except
agree with that.
Except a very nice steak, because that's hard to improve.
Yeah, well, you can't put eye fillet in a jaffle. But you're talking about slow cooked meats and stuff like that.
Bolognese.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Like pork, anything.
Yeah.
Any single food, when put in a jaffle, is better.
With a slice of cheese.
With a slice of cheese and holy water, which is extra hot peri-peri.
Yeah, I agree.
I often don't agree with your sweeping statements, but I'm happy with that one.
It is just magnificent.
You know who had the jaffle maker out the other day, and I saw her on Twitter? Swanee had it out.
Did he?
Looked good too.
Well, I bought one of those ones from Kmart, the Breville seal. Ones. The only problem is the only bread that fits in it is Tip Top.
Yeah.
And all the other slices are too big and then it cuts it off and squishes it down.
You don't want sort of fancy bread. Oh, you just want
you need
bread.
Your basic white bread.
Now, a good sourdough in the sandwich press, but I'm telling you, you don't need a sandwich press. The pan is the best way to do it.
Have you had Nutella in it yet? Load it up with Nutella for a dessert.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah, don't mind that.
Okay.
Just oozes out.
Yeah. I'm going to get real creative with Jaffles. I feel like it's a good place to play in. It's relatively good expensive. And I could have some fun. Hey, before or during lockdown, how good was this bloke, Sam Walsh?
Oh, last Sunday, during the game, I just thought to myself, when he got another 39 touches, Sam Walsh, on the weekend, I think it was his 57th game, Brownie. It's hard to remember a guy who's played as well in his first 57 games than Sam Walsh. Chris Judd was obviously good. Yep. Joel Selwood comes to mind.
But what he's doing, it's just not 39 disposals. It's really influencing the game.
Running.
So kicked the big goal a couple of weeks ago from the boundary line when he got back up and kicked the snap again on the weekend. I think it was Brayshaw calling it, and he called it really well. But kicked the goal out of the pack, and I think Brayshaw said, there's nothing this young man can't do. So 2 weeks in a row, he's got big numbers, but he's also kicked big goals as well.
Stuff. Yeah. I guess you can do it. And then you get the old timers who call in and say, well, what about John Coleman? Yeah, we get all that. But in this last sort of AFL era, I can't think of anyone else.
Now, about the top four and the eight? Because things just changed week to week. We'd taken Richmond off. They were fantastic last week. I'll put my hand up. They were magnificent. Can they sneak in?
Yeah.
Melbourne.
Port Adelaide have got a massive opportunity now, and they've been pretty ordinary against the better sides most of the year, but now they've got a massive
Richmond
opportunity.
Could slip out of the top four.
Well, they have, because they're a game outside at the moment. Port Adelaide are in there. Obviously, if they finish fourth, they're probably not going to get a home final the way everything's sorting out at the moment in Adelaide with how they are at the moment with not allowing people in. But all of a sudden, Port Adelaide, if they can sneak a double chance, they have to be in the conversation, but I still think they're a little bit off the best three.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree they're the best three teams, the top three at the moment. Sydney are coming really hard. I like what they're doing, but I looked at the bottom end of the eight. I think West Coast are safe now with that win on the weekend. You look at their draw. I think West Coast get to 12 wins. I actually have Richmond and Essendon both on 11 wins, and it will come down to percentage. And at the moment, Essendon are 2% better than Richmond. So it's going to be really tight for that last spot.
Richmond have got a pretty good run home. They've got Fremantle, North Melbourne, GWS and Hawthorn.
They could win all of those.
All four winnable games.
And that would get them to 12.
Being Nankervis back. Obviously, the Bombers, they've got a massive couple of weeks coming up with the Giants and Sydney and the Bulldogs. So they've got a bit of a tougher run. But I think Fremantle are done after their performance on the weekend.
Carlton can get to 11 as well.
They can, but are they playing well enough?
Percentage isn't good.
I mean, they've still only won seven games at the moment, so I think it's out of Essendon and Richmond at the moment. St Kilda gave up a big one against Port Adelaide on the weekend. I thought they were playing good enough to win that game, but again, their goal kicking hurt them early. Yeah. They probably should have been three or four goals up.
Yeah, so I think eighth spot is Richmond just ahead of Essendon at the moment.
Hey, back to Sam Walsh, because I did.
Oh, you missed out
this
something.
Part.
Here, didn't you?
Did you guys see Sam Walsh heat map from the weekend?
I did.
Have a look at this. Now on the screen, it's Sam Walsh heat map. Now let's just call a spade a spade.
I thought that was a joke, but it's
looks,
serious, isn't it?
It's his actual heat map.
Is it his actual heat map?
That's his actual legitimate heat map. That is 100% his heat map. And so for those that don't know, it's in the middle of the ground, and it resembles very close to your meat and two veg.
It does.
But.
Well, it is a meat and two.
But what it actually reminded me of, so what I went and did, I went and got Brownie's heat map from his last game. If we just have a look at the screen.
That's good.
On the screen, we got Brownie's heat map, and it is a much, much, much smaller
and
meat and two.
And
veg.
That would have been his heat map. Well done.
That's the best thing you've ever done. That was good.
I actually can't. Tommy Vidali came up.
Oh, Tommy, good on you, Tom.
Well done, Tommy.
Hey, a big, big change of tact here, actually. Now, this is normally our show. We have fun. We like looking at the lighter side of the game. But there's one thing that we absolutely must discuss, and it's a change of tact this show. Matt Parker, a Richmond player, he was subjected to some absolute vile racism.
Yeah, just racial vilification. It's gone mad, these trolls online, and Brad Hill's been subjected to it recently. And I think the AFL community, and I think they are, everyone's got to come together as one and stamp this out. It's an absolute disgrace what's happening to these guys online, and it's about time it stops. So what do you do? I mean, have a look at that there. That's just absolutely disgraceful.
Yep.
These people, if you can find out who they are, they should never be allowed to attend another game again. The social media you know, they need to be accountable for this from the Twitters and the Instagrams, and to have them banned from there as well. It's just not good enough, and I think people are over it, to be honest.
They are, and the way you do it is keep calling out. It should go on some sort of employment record somehow. Yeah. So when anybody goes for a job or look at, they go, oh, this guy did this 2 years ago. But maybe he's changed, but, you know, are you going to give that guy a job knowing that that's the sort of person he is?
They're cowards because they're normally faceless.
Well, they are, and you know what they should do? It's not hard to work out. If the police got involved, they could work out who actually... who is behind this, this faceless account, and arrest them and completely destroy their lives, because you are, if you're doing it, you're a miserable, miserable sack of shit. And just because your life sucks, don't bring your hate and bring down people like this.
There is call it out.
If your mate's doing it, if your mum, your dad, anyone's doing it, call out and stamp it out. It is disgusting. It is, how we're still having this discussion in 2021 is remarkable. So anyway, we move on to a great segment. Again, another Tommy Medaglia special. I can't claim this one. Extra read all about it. Now, we're changing tack because the last 2 weeks we've just had
the
Sunday footy show.
Brownie still couldn't get it.
Brownie still couldn't get it. So we're going to kick things off with the first one.
Tell you what, the ratings are flying on Sunday footy show. Oh, off the charts.
Should we scrap the bye? While we can play games, we should play them, even if we play the grand final a week earlier. Now, this one's not great because we know what they're talking about. So
Matthew Lloyd.
I'll say Jared Waitley.
Matthew Lloyd was correct on the Sunday footy show.
It's all Brownie's show.
We're going back to the Sunday footy show.
I'm normally got the girls down at the playground on Sunday footy shows on. How am I going to know?
How do you say his surname?
Mitch Georgiadis.
Georgiadis. Mitch Georgiadis is the favourite for the rising star, in my view.
Kane Corns.
I'm going to bat. Tommy Medaglia needs a.
Well, it's up. Obviously Kane Corns.
He's just gone on the footy show again.
Does he watch any other media?
I don't get it. And the idea was meant to be, it was, what are they talking about?
He gets a little bit of everything. He gets some serious footy chat. He gets some good humour. But he's only a couple of jokes.
He's got to watch a couple of other
shows. And you
know
the worst part? Says our who works in the control room sent through some magnificent ones.
You guys
that would have made
a
lot more sense.
Show on a Sunday morning anymore. Channel 7.
No, but some of the radio shows and that, they get quoted online.
Yeah, and they put like.
I don't think Tommy Medaglia is a radio man. I think he's a visual.
You know what?
Man.
Next, Says's was so much better. Well, we're just going to get her to do them.
Says can do three next week.
Yeah, right. We've still got more. Just a note to anyone playing Carlton in the couple of weeks. Maybe pay a little bit of attention to this kid because he can play.
All right, well, it's going to be the Sunday footy show, so I'm going to say...
Well, who's he talking about first?
Well, it's Sam Walsh.
Yep.
Right? And I'm going to say that was Kane Corns again.
Oh, I can't remember that being said. I don't know. I'm going to go with David King.
You're closer. It was not on the Sunday footy show. It was Heath Shaw from the Heater and Daisy show.
He goes to the Heater and Daisy show as well, actually. All right, I'm going to watch Heater and Daisy this week.
In terms of importance, I think he's almost equal to Shea Bolton because Nankervis is so banged up and gets injured so
Kane
often.
Corns.
He's in a massive pay rise where he stays.
Unclassified.
He's talking about Marby or Chole, and it is Kane Corns.
Unclassified.
Correct. Unclassified. Well done, gentlemen.
And can I just say, as a strong follower of Richmond, Marby or had a magnificent game, but Shea Bolton's signature is much more important than Marby or's.
Last one.
That's nothing against Big Marbs. Nope. He's going well.
Last one. Steph Martin will be back in the side, so then someone has to go. I think he's probably the most likely to go, unfortunately, come finals time.
So that is about the Bulldogs, Stephen Martin coming back in. I reckon that could be Mark Stevens. He does everything Bulldogs.
He does. I'll say Steve-O, but who's he talking about?
Steve-O no longer works
out?
In the media.
Oh, he's still
got a couple of weeks to go, I think. He tweets.
So he's talking.
Got a very good footprint in the Bulldogs.
But he's saying
he used to have a direct access to Rodney Eade. Rodney Eade used to give him some stuff. Yeah, so I don't think he gets that anymore.
He's saying someone's got to go out of the team, though. So who's he talking about?
No, I think maybe Josh Bruce.
I think he's talking about Jamari Ugalhagen. He won't play finals.
You would be correct, but it was Matthew Lloyd on the Sunday footy show.
Right.
Got half of it right.
So he did.
Okay, yeah.
That's a big call because he played. Geez, he looked good.
Must have been one of those times.
Oh, I'll say this. He's
been one of those times where I zoned out.
This is where this sums Brownie up, his personality. Even when you're having dinner or you're sitting here like this, he can even switch off when we're talking here.
It's remarkable. It's why no one ever wants to sit next to him in his trip at the
He bobs up.
Is it true that the wives all chat around to their husbands and say, don't sit me next to Brownie when you go for your annual footy show.
He normally bobs up once during the entrees.
Do you think that would be true?
Yes. Or do you think that
is him creating some segments on radio?
I absolutely think it's true.
He's got a great ability too when you're sitting around a dinner table and there'll be seven people involved in a really good conversation about something, and Nate, you'll just chip in with a topic which is totally the opposite. And everyone will go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you haven't quite grasped the sort of the public, the social scene.
Sort of etiquette.
It's not
social
your strong
etiquette, hey?
It's not your strong
social
point.
Etiquette.
Hey, I want to touch on the matchup that was probably going to be bigger than the final series. Richo versus Hummer.
Well, it's still happening.
Now, it is still happening. COVID we is do have to. COVID it. Has stopped it. So, because you were getting very, very nervous.
I was. But I've done I'm doing a bit of training, and so it's going to be a...
Yeah.
You've definitely changed the tune. I'm a bit worried about you.
No, I've told you, and I'll reiterate this. When I first said it, I said that Hummer wouldn't be able to spoil one out of 10, right? What I meant to say is he wouldn't be able to mark one out of 10. But anyway, I'll stick with it.
Once we're out of lockdown, once the COVID cases are down,
I think he's going to monster you. I don't think you realise how strong he is.
I'm very strong.
Yeah, but Hummer. He goes up against a guy like Mel Michael, who is a big boy.
And he's also nearly pushing 50.
Mel Michael out of the way. Prestigious slow-mo. Used to push him out of the way as well.
You can't find talent in the cornflakes.
I agree with that, and I still think you'll have some of your craft.
Prestigious slow-mo was quicker than him, though.
It's been a long time since you've played footy.
I know. I'm a bit worried about that. I might be a bit out of form.
Yep. So, I know we're getting a lot of requests.
I'm going to ask you a question. Now, yeah. Okay, in your current state, if you trained for 2 months, right, and you played for an AFL club right now and you played predominantly full forward, how many goals would you kick for a season with 22 games being played right now? So I'm going to give you a 2 month lead in. So we get to December or January. So that's a 3 month lead in. Yeah. You've got a 3 month lead in to play AFL football for a football club.
Well, it's a 22 game season.
How many goals would you kick?
If I had a couple,
you don't get injured.
I'd play deep in the goal square.
And would he have to play like a modern forward, or could he still play?
I can play however I want if I'm out there.
Yeah.
I think I could get a goal every second. I'd kick 15 goals for the season.
That's just a lie. He knows he thinks he would kick more than
that. Because you would get...
I'd kick a goal a game then. I'll give myself 22. It's just out of craft and now so I get a goal a game.
But so you don't think if you played 22 games with 3 months lead in, you wouldn't get to 50?
No.
Say you play on Harris...
I think you would.
Say you play on Harris Andrews.
I just think that how they roll up and back, I'd cheat.
Yeah, if you cheat. If you, correct. If you cheat, you'll get a couple
of goals. So I think a bit of cheating and a bit of
Harris Andrews.
I think the way footy's played right now, you'd still get 50.
I'd kick 25.
No, he's not kicking 50 goals.
I think he would.
What, he's leading the Coleman?
Could be. He's a bloody good player.
25.
Yeah, I understand that, but he's coming up.
He's deliberately trying to get me
footy's easier for a forward now than what it was, I reckon, at points of his career. There's some parts of it are harder, like rolling up and all that sort of stuff.
Well, the defenders can't get away with anything anymore.
Defenders cannot even touch you anymore. So
you've only got to get in front and you're going to get freaked kicks, aren't you?
I reckon you'd get 50.
I'm making... You're starting to talk
like
me
he's not going to be able to lead.
Hey?
I wouldn't get a kick.
Hey, we're going to dive down to Tassie, our favourite footy league. We love keeping you guys in touch. And I've heard from the Rose Petraic guys. They're loving the show.
Yeah.
They're loving the support. They're hoping that we can get down there next year, hopefully.
How'd they go this week?
Not too great this year. This week. They didn't score. And they were playing Sprayton, who aren't even in the... I think they're just in the fourth. 38-24, 252 to poor Rose Petraic.
What's
zero,
the highest score
zero,
for the year?
0-0. How about fourth? Just absolutely dismantling but Turner's Beach.
Am I right in saying that Turner's Beach beat Rosebery Toorak by 38 goals a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
But bad Rosebery Toorak are.
Clash of the Ulverstons. East Ulverston were on top of West Ulverston.
Can I tell
They've
you?
They've lost by 78 points.
So where Turner's Beach is no, I'm telling you, is no more than 2 kilometres from fourth.
The rivalry.
We are talking
around
a very small area here, and that's why some of these teams are struggling.
Why did fourth get all the good players, and old Turner's Beach got
no
one?
You know why? Because as I've pointed out before, there's a really good pub in fourth, and there's no pub in Turner's Beach.
Right.
Is there a beach at Turner's Beach?
Yeah, there is.
So have a look at the Ulverstons. West Ulverston were ahead were below East Ulverston. They've whacked them by 78 points. Sprayton in fourth.
That's a great percentage, Rosebery Turek. Well done.
And look at fourth.
Have a look at fourth. They're averaging less than 5 points. They're averaging about four and a half points a game.
God, poor Rosebery Turek.
We're going to get down there next year, the Rosebery Turek.
Hey, Brownie, another week, another top five.
Yes, let's go. I thought about it. The most bankable players. So if you're a business out there or a massive organisation, I mean, obviously, Dustin Martin, sponsored by Bonds. He's sponsored by Kennedy Watches. So I thought, who are the most bankable players in the AFL?
And clearly, did you get this idea off Sam Walsh and how he's going?
No. Clearly, Dustin Martin is still number one. I think he's number one.
Do you reckon anyone, sorry to stop you there, interrupt.
Yep.
Do you reckon there's any Richmond faithfuls that have offered to donate a kidney to get him back? Because if you have a kidney transplant, you could come back.
I don't think he needs a
kidney. If he needed one, I reckon someone would.
Why didn't you? Would you ever
do it? He doesn't need one.
All right, here's a question I'll put to you. Dusty Martin blows up his kidney round just before the grand final.
Can you touch wood when you're saying this?
Touch wood. He blows up, his kidney pops. He can have a kidney transplant and be right for the grand final.
I'll give him one.
Would you give him one?
I'll give him one.
Really?
It wouldn't be as good as his.
You can't drink anymore. If you give up,
I'd beat them. My kidneys.
Damage, big boy. All the durries you used to have.
Don't say that.
Brownie, don't say that.
Only occasionally.
Yeah. Hey, special occasions. Hey, all right, sorry.
Birthdays and weddings.
very special occasions. Okay. Dustin Martin, number one. Nick Natanui, I think, has just got massive appeal. One of the nice guys. And he's just got an aura about him. So I think he is a bankable player.
He would earn a lot of dough in Perth, I reckon.
Yep. Number three, and he probably used to be number one, but Lance Franklin, he's dropped down a couple of spots, but still as bankable as you can get.
And he showed it on the weekend still.
Exactly. And you need... You don't have to be squeaky clean to be bankable. I mean, Dustin Martin wasn't squeaky clean years ago.
But he wasn't either.
Sharpened himself up, but he wasn't either. Which leads me to number four, because I think Max Gawn, I think, is a bankable player. The look he's got, the beard, how he handles himself in any media interview, he's quick-witted, he's funny, and there's more and more of these... Northcote-looking people coming out in the world like Max Gawn.
Hipsters.
Yeah, that's them.
He actually had a...
Almost being overrun by hipsters at the moment.
He had a paid partnership on Instagram yesterday.
Did he?
Is it Lululemon?
Lululemon. Lululemon.
Is that a women's...
No, they do men's stuff.
Yeah.
Shorts and athletic.
I think Darce used to do that as well. He did the family thing with the Lululemon. And then number five. Now, I was tossing up
Is fifth the most bankable or the least out of the five?
No, the least. Martin's
So you've gone from top to... Well, it's just a strange way to do it.
Normally go the other way. Okay. That's all right.
It's fair point. Fair point. I should have gone 5-1. But number five is Bontem Pally, and that only goes up if he wins the Brownlow medal this year. I've left Sam Walsh out. I think Sam Walsh is a little bit young at the moment. We don't know a lot about him, but he will be bankable. But Bontem Pally, he's got the looks. He's got the strut, the body, the hair. I think he's got everything.
You know what he is? He is squeaky clean and he is perfect. He is perfect, the Bont.
Everyone that works with him says he's a magnificent guy.
Discount Bailey Smith either. I think he'll be a rising star.
Gillette.
Yeah, I think he'll be a rising star in this this era.
Hey, that's good. I agree with a lot of those.
Yeah,
is there anyone else you can think of off the top of your head that would be bankable in the AFL right now? So obviously the other two are probably Sam Walsh and Bailey Smith is one, but
someone in
Nat
Adelaide.
Fife is bankable as well.
Nat Fife. So we haven't, did Nat you have Fife anyone from Adelaide there? Who's the most bankable player in Adelaide? If you look
probably
at both,
Tex, but...
Probably Tex
outside Tex, yeah. I mean, Port Adelaide... Ollie Wines is probably the best player, but the Charlie
have
Dixon
one of those.
Maybe.
Bankable for me is your buddy Frank. Like the guys that you will, a neutral supporter,
well, generally,
will go to the footy to watch.
Generally, it's been the guys that kick the big bags of goals, like Buddy. But we don't see enough of them anymore.
Swagger. But I'm more attaching your name to a brand or a product as well, and then helping that brand become bigger, like Dusty has.
I reckon if you went out and actually did a survey on what they've earned outside of footy, I reckon you'd be pretty close there.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Hey, this is... Now, I don't often say this because, you know, I do say it. Make sure you go to your...
Do you guys mind if I rehash this top five on Triple M on Friday night?
Well, you do everything.
I'm short on a top five.
You do it every time and you always put more effort into that one.
Like, you know what he did? He took his... Remember we did the... a few weeks ago. He took that onto Triple M last week.
And Channel 9. As long as we get it first. Hey, but this is something that, Richo, I don't think you're going to take anywhere. Now, if you are listening, I'm going to make sure this is up on our socials by the time, like within, by the time this is in the podcast store, this will be on our socials because this is something you have to see. Richo, before Cribs was a thing, of course, we remember MTV Cribs where they would go around to the big stars, you know, Flo Rida and other rappers and whatnot. Brown, have you got your crypto up, Brownie?
No.
Brownie?
What?
That shows how disinterested he is.
We're in the podcast. You are sitting on your giant iPad trading crypto.
No, well,
I'll tell you what, he wouldn't be making any money at the moment.
I was just checking because I had to get a different page up. My three best ones.
All right, Richo.
Yes.
Explain what? Can you just explain this video to us?
All right. And the double basin in the
yeah. Office. Apparently that's the go. I've got no idea why you'd want two basins. It's, that's apparently what you have these days.
Well, I'm a bit of a fan of the double basin. I don't know why I like two basins, but and as we always say when I come to, I love tall man showers, mate. Now you're a big bloke.
I think you'd be happy with that one then, Jim.
This is the outstanding shower that we've ever had at home. This is a fantastic. I'm inside Matthew Phoebe's place, looking over the Richmond Town Hall.
Yeah,
but this is
nice
beautiful.
Nice view of the city, and
they have any lighting guys come in? It's a bit dark. Jim gets in.
Jim, pretending like he's showering. Who might look in here, mate?
I think if you go down the end of the street there, you can sort of see your head and your upper chest.
So for those that are listening, that Richo's got a shower that backs onto his balcony and it's just in glass. Now, big thanks to Rhett Bartlett, who continually delivers just magnificent content.
I don't know why you'd need two basins.
So, yeah, the basins. Can we just unpack that? The basins were like those awful little basins you just see at like public toilets. Just these two white. It wasn't even like a nice vanity bar.
They were bad basins, weren't they?
I didn't check. And again, I can't explain. I know you're going to say that I wasn't speaking properly. I don't know what was wrong with my voice back then.
Well, I'm going to say this now. Let's have a look at the basins. They are literally the basins that you'd see in prison. Richo, you said when we saw you on a clip in 1994, you had the Tassie twang.
Yeah,
I've
still got
that. That was shot in 1999. So that is, you've been in Melbourne for 6 years at this stage. That was only 20 years ago. Your voice is still exactly the same. I'm going to say this to you. Your voice right now is fake.
No, it's not.
It is fake. Go home and you go back to your Tassies, you go back and talk like that because you haven't developed an accent.
That's not true, Mama.
It is.
That's not true.
Your voice is remarkably different now.
It is different. I just think I've sharpened up a bit around the edges.
Yeah.
Do
you get tired putting on the voice?
I thought it was gone. I thought my voice.
He puts on a voice.
Yes, I think he puts on a voice and then he gets tired.
You think I put on a voice as well?
I thought it was gone by 2000, but it obviously isn't.
Your voice is just more of a you project, whereas your voice has changed completely. Like it's like a different accent.
Yeah, look, I just think it took time. I thought it was gone by 2000, as I just said. I'm now going to say it was probably around 2006, 2007.
You didn't exactly dress up for the clip either. Like you got. Can we people coming up. What is that outfit you have got on? They're like cargos and then...
Like a full zip jumper, which is bought from Dimmies, a T-shirt with some type of logo on it, and then some blue, they're almost like denim cargo shorts.
What do you want me to say?
What are you wearing cargo pants?
I'm more worried about the sideburns, to be honest with you.
Did you go to finishing school after this? Did you look at that? And
I need to sharpen up. There was a guy called Michael Schilberger, I think his name was, and he had
he would have had a field day.
I actually went before that, so I don't know.
To a finishing school.
Finishing school was before you wore the denim cargo shirt.
Richmond sent me to a little sort of media training place, and it didn't work.
No, it did not work.
Much better now.
You are now.
Well, look. You would hope so.
Yeah.
Don't you talk, mate. We've got some stuff on you coming up next week.
You're getting a bit uncomfortable, aren't you?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're like, who can I shift the blame to? And then you have a look at me.
You forget the accent on Channel 7 and you'll be revealed as a fraud.
When you're at home with Jen sitting on the couch and the kids are gone to bed, how do you speak?
Just like I do now.
When the kids see you on TV, they go, Daddy, what's wrong with your voice? You don't sound like that at home.
Well, my kids, they're never going to see that.
I reckon they might. Hey, I want to play a game with you, Richo. This is called Brownie Bingo. I'm gonna play a clip of Brownie. Now, I want you to tell me which word you think he will say more of. This is called Brownie Bingo. Will it be one, Damo, Will it be two research or will it be three value?
So this would be access all areas then?
Is it? Yeah, something else.
Can Mac, I yes. answer as well?
No.
No, you're this out. You're out of between this. Richard and I.
You focus on my cargoes and sideburns, all right?
Demo, research or value. Which right word up. Will he hit bank bingo first? Well, have you given an answer?
I reckon he'll go with research first.
Yes. All right, research.
I reckon too.
Let's have a listen. Big names, Brownie, in the midfield racking up huge numbers.
There is, Damo. And a lot of people say, where's the value in football? Because you saw the Cats, I think they're $1.20 the other night.
So research.
He'd be in there with Petrarca, Oliver, if they played Melbourne. So his average is $3.42. He's done it eight times this year. So some really good value. The other two who have done it the most have been Tom Mitchell and also Jack McRae. You're well in front at $3.42. So that's a little bit of value in the disposal market. Now, this is what I want to talk about. If you do your research, Damo, and I know you love your research. This is the Sydney Swans. Last five games. This is the total yesterday. So the first quarter came out at 46. So if you do the research, Damo, it was always going to be the high scoring first quarter. Value at $3.75. They dropped off after that. So just a little bit of research for you.
Damo.
Oh,
yeah. Analogy you're putting around those midfielders.
Yes. Brownie.
Damo.
Yes, it is.
Damo. Thank you, Nathan.
Good on you,
and thanks as always to you and your friends there at Sportsbet.
Got seven Damos.
Seven Damos.
That was good. Was that your segment again?
Tommy
Medillia.
Yeah, no, I think it was Nat John.
Oh, he comes up with some good ideas, John.
The back house, now, the back of house at Richo Brown and Hummer is just in stellar form at the moment.
They are. They're up they with are.
So we've got another. Segments. We're going to get. Now, we know you brought a T-shirt to the table last week, Hum, that you really.
Was this? No.
This is your T-shirt. You got a new T-shirt, and you've been wearing it quite often.
This is Stonewash.
Is it, we don't know. Is it today? Is it what? It's interesting.
I think they call it Stonewash.
Where'd you get that from, Dandenong?
It's not a great tee. It's not.
I'm battling. I'm done from two to start the show.
Is that an acid wash T-shirt?
It is.
No, it's not an. It's called Stonewash.
Is that one of them ones where you get hot and it lights up in different colours?
Hypercolour.
So what is it, mate? Is it acid wash? Is it tie-dye or is it hypercolour?
It's Stonewash.
Stonewash.
I like that T-shirt as well. Like, it's just one of my favourite T-shirts.
Just like my cargoes in that clip.
Is it really
99.
That bad?
It's time to go.
We gave some really good feedback to our fitness coach, Warren Coford, at Richmond. He was now at West Coast, Premiership fitness coach at Richmond. We're over in New York. And he bought these diesel shoes.
$600.
And they were green. They were this army, ugliest shoes. And we gave it to him so much that we were walking down the street in New York. He took them off in the street,
put them in the bin,
went in and bought another pair.
So we think you should shelve it.
All right. Because I do like that T-shirt. I sort of like the scoop neck, but all right, it's gone.
Yeah. All right. That one you got on today is
quite, it's better.
Yeah, it's better. A peach show. But, hey, but I didn't know that was coming, but here is another one. I'm not the only one to infract on the shirt front. Brownie, you did an integration Saturday night. My phone blew up. Now, can we just have a look at the photo it's Brownie wearing a shirt. I assume it's another Parisi one.
It's a lovely shirt.
Lovely shirt. Don't get me wrong. If Parisi and Sons want to send me a shirt, I'll wear one. If you wear a new shirt, you have to iron it first. That is the most pronounced crease in a shirt I have ever seen.
Okay.
Mate, so you're better than that, mate.
I didn't realise it. How bad it was until it came up on camera. So you put it on, you look at it and you go, there's a slight line.
Slight?
I reckon it's okay.
You land a plane now.
Okay, so I wore that shirt in here last week on Thursday. We record for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Any danger at any point in that hour and a half, you could have said anything because you're looking at me for an hour and a half. And the great people that you just spoke about in the back room, for 2.5 hours I was recording, any chance they could have said Brownie, maybe go down and iron your shirt. There's an iron downstairs. Nobody said a word. You didn't say a word.
Well, you know why
and then
we didn't.
Everybody on Twitter starts giving it to me for my shirts. It's a Parisi number.
You know why we didn't,
don't
Nathan,
throw this.
Because we wanted to use it on this week's podcast. I think you did iron it, though. You ironed the crease onto it. That's how pronounced it was.
It was magnificent. My phone, I didn't look at my phone. I looked at 6 different WhatsApps had blown up.
Even my wife, we saw that integration come on. She said, gee, Brownie could have ironed his shirt there.
Did you not? Do you understand you do have to iron them when they're new?
No, I made a mistake. I did. I must admit. I do so many integrations. Sometimes
you bought the brand in disrepute.
But the bet I gave everyone last week of Archie Perkins, anytime goal scorer,
I sung it
from the treetops. Every integration last week was Archie Perkins, anytime goal scorer, $2.50. Now, Stringer was $1.07. $1.07 for Hooker research. And Tip and Woody. Archie Perkins kicked the goal at the 10-minute mark. The bet was done. You know how many people filled up last week? Congratulations to everybody, and thanks me.
Why would he do that?
I don't understand. And because you've caused the brand irreparable damage. Did you get pulled up for that shirt? Has someone higher up said Brownie? Don't do that
No,
again,
they
mate.
Haven't.
Oh, no. Becoming.
On your shirt.
I rang Paddo, who's my boss during the week.
Yeah. Where is Paddo?
Hasn't rang me back yet.
I haven't seen him for about 2 months.
Hey, Paddo's one of the, you know how you come across blokes in the office that seem to have infinite annual leave?
Mm.
Like, they're always on annual leave, and then they keep going. Well, Michael Wall used to do the same.
So this is Adam Patterson, who was number 26 at the Tigers.
Now got our boss.
Taken in that amazing draft with Deledio, and I think he was taken pick 20.
He was
meant to be
20.
This superstar ruckman. He's about 192 centimetres.
He did his best work at Box Hill, old Paddo. But, yeah, he's always on annual leave, and then you chat to him, he goes, I've got so much leave, I need to burn it up.
Yeah.
But how? So some creative bookkeeping going on there. All right, Richo, what's doing your head in?
And it's doing my f***ing head in.
Now, we had a draw last Saturday night, didn't we?
We did.
Thank God we've sacked Clarkson, hey?
Melbourne and Hawthorn. How good were the Hawks? Some good young players out
half
there.
Half the side out against
had
the
seven
premiership favourites. We draw and we're still getting rid of Clarkson.
Seven players under 10 games out there. And, of course, after the game, Nathan, we have, what, maybe one draw a year, two draws a year
at
the most.
This year.
So, yeah, two this year, but it's normally one or two. So every year we have the same old chestnut come up.
Is that correct, or did you just make that up?
I think I looked it up. I reckon I did look it up.
No, you wouldn't have looked it. You made it up.
No.
But it's
I reckon there's been a season without
it. No, I honestly don't think there has been.
So we have draws every year, and the old chestnut. Well, you keep interrupting me. That's what you do. You interrupt and you don't.
I've got to get out of here.
So we have a draw, and the old chestnut comes up. We need to get a result. We don't get a result. Simon Goodwin said it. Multiple people said you suggested penalty shootouts a few weeks ago. We do get a result. You get 2 points. Now that 2 points may be the difference between Melbourne finishing top.
These are a boring bastard.
They may
sometimes
miss the top four. Mate, it's part. Why do we want to change the game all the time? I'm not boring. You get a result.
We need a result.
I reckon
there is
Hawthorn,
no result.
Hummer, were you half happy with that result? You got 2 points.
Absolutely.
You nearly
That's
beat
because
Melbourne.
We're the bottom of the ladder against the premiership.
And
favorites.
See, and people go back to
but
soccer.
You'd love the 4 points, though, wouldn't you? You'd love to see.
No, we would have lost.
Luke Bruce kicking from 40 metres out.
And people go to the Euros and say, oh, how exciting was the penalty shootout? Soccer has more draws than any sport. They only go to the shootout in the knockout finals, in the Euros, in the World Cup. The draw's part of the game. Get over it. It's doing my head in.
Mm.
And it's never going to change.
You're one of them,
You're
mate.
You're boring.
You're one of those people who
get
want to change
excitement
the game.
In your life.
Leave the game alone,
get
Nathan.
Get some excitement.
Leave the game alone.
You're going to be one of these 80-year-old people that go, oh, the game was better way back then. You know, young people of today, they listen to bad music.
So listen to this, right? You've just contradicted yourself because the other night I got a picture from Nathan sitting at home on his couch with his laptop watching a Richmond Bulldogs game from 2001, right, where he had, I give him this, he had 28 and kicked 4, and you know what his quote was underneath? Gee, footy was better back then. You shot yourself in the foot, mate.
All right, confession time in the Nuffy jar.
Did you text me that?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Yes, you did.
All right, hands up. Just I want a show of hands here. Let's be honest. Who thinks that they perhaps might be featuring the Nuffy jar this week? All right, Richo, you're the first one off the cap of the rank because Julian DeStoop tweeted, is it really necessary to lock down the whole state? We love Julian DeStoop, good friend of ours. And Richo says no. And then David White, who is actually a good friend of the show, because midnight half of Melbourne will be in the regions previous to lockdowns, blah, blah, blah. So, Richo, you've said no, we don't need to lock down the state.
Yeah.
Someone said, miss seeing your health or, I can't even say that word.
Epidemiology
degree during your stellar footy career, Richo. Come on, man. Until we're mostly vaccinated as a population, lockdowns are the only tool that slows the thing down. And then you've said Mildura, ?
So at that point, Mildura had not had a case since lockdown.
Well, you are the
out of
cursed
that age for you.
Because a day later.
Seriously, a day later.
Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed there's a COVID case in Mildura at 500
o'clock. You've got to stay out of that sort of stuff, mate.
Can you admit that stiff? How stiff is
You're
that?
You're the Grim Reaper from Mildura. They should blame you for their lockdown.
I've learned a lesson. I'm not touching coronavirus anymore.
Our good mate Mark Alvey is shattered that there's cases up in Mildura.
You could have picked anywhere in the state.
Anywhere.
There's one regional town that's got
it. I'm staying away from
Should have said Oyun or Hopeton, around Mildura.
Now, Brandy, you're not big on Twitter.
Nah, I'm not. Not. You do. Some things annoy me though,
you
huh?
You do a lot of your infraction on Instagram and whatnot, but you have fired up. So Sam McClure, who again is a very good friend of the show, great mates with Sam, he says that he's lucky enough to have a stable job. He doesn't live by himself, doesn't own his own business. And then a bloke called Wes, who's got...
I thought wasn't a bad tweet. That's good.
He's got Wes, who's got Van Gerwen, the darts player, as his profile. Effing shit at that job you do, though.
See, why would you do that? Sam's just written a nice thing out there. Sometimes Sam tweets some strange stuff about what he's having for breakfast, but that was a good tweet. Yep. It was about, you know, trying to get everybody together.
So you're justifying your response there?
Well, I just don't understand why Wes has gone through with that. So I think mine is justified. Nathan, it's just a clip to say, Wes, get back in your box.
Take a bit of your own medicine. Why would you get involved with that, Nuffy?
Because I'm looking after Sam. Because I don't think enough people look after Sam. Everybody loves a pile on, and Sam's an easy target, and we pile on Sam, but we're his mates, we're allowed to. So I just thought I'd give him a little bit of a backup.
That was a nuffy.
That was a nuffy. That's an entry. And unfortunately, you've got another one.
Oh, he's gone again, has he, Nate?
Homeschooling is not doing our kids any favours, says Brad Hodge, former Australian
cricketer. Which a lot of people agree.
Daniel Andrews, MP. And then Jonathan Momsen, if we want advice on hitting blokes into the car park, we'll come to you. For education and health matters, we'll refer to teachers or doctors. Which, to be honest, I don't mind that response.
No, that is a stupid
response. Why can't Hodgie say that?
Exactly. You're not allowed to have an opinion. So, Jonathan,
he's homeschooling his own kids.
Like I've said, I hope you don't ever have opinions outside of your field. Now, I could say a lot of things about Jonathan, but I was respectful. I'm not going to have a crack at him about what he does.
Hasn't Nathan become just a protector of people?
He was discriminating against Brad Hodge. Just because Brad Hodge played cricket, he's not allowed to have an opinion.
That is an issue that we have in our society at the moment.
You know what people don't like at the moment? Footballers, cricketers, athletes having an opinion on this coronavirus epidemic.
And this is the problem that Twitter is a cesspool. Twitter is a cesspool.
I'm going to get off, I think.
But I think there's too many people who are happy to be locked down, who are happy to stay at home,
I think there are people that...
who are paid no matter what, and they're quite comfortable to be at home, whereas most of us want to get back out into the world to get the economy going, to get this country going again. I think we're falling behind the rest of the world.
Putting all that aside, which is a good point.
That was a nuffy tweet, yes.
That was a nuffy tweet.
All right, we're going to give some awards out next.
Get it out there, Hunter.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking, did I miss the redhead team of the century?
No, we're doing...
We're doing it next week. Mm. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was caught in a panic when I skipped it. All right, we're giving some awards out. You know how this works. Three votes for the bad go the Hummers. The good votes go the Richos. Richo's first.
The Richos, all right. I've given Port Adelaide as a whole one vote. They've come across here last week. And, Nate, this is a whole forward line, right? Yes, Butters, Rosie, Motlop, Gray, Fantasia.
Yep, I agree.
That is all of your sizzle and all of your spark gone.
I haven't got them in my votes, thinking that maybe I should now. That's a good one.
One to Port Adelaide. St Kilda should have won that game at home with all of those players out of the forward line. Two to Jack Riewoldt, six goals in his 300th game. How flat would he have been? He would have had all his family and friends at the G. There was a lot planned that night. Yep. Game gets moved to Metricon the day before. He goes up there and kicks six goals. They beat Brisbane in an upset win. Well done, Jack. And the man we've talked about already today, the superstar Sam Walsh, 39, kicked that goal, 15 contested.
I feel like I'm giving Sam Walsh votes all the time, so I left him out this week because I wanted to have a look at some other people. And
that's all right.
Big 2 metre Peter Wright for one vote at the Bombers. Hasn't he been good?
Yeah.
20 disposals as a big man, kicked three goals. I reckon 2 metre Peter's found his feet at the Bombers.
You know what? You know what I reckon he lacks, Brownie? Actual belief in himself.
Yeah.
If he believed and started getting to more contests, he could do anything, Peter.
Two votes, and Jack Rowell did play well, but I gave it to Toby Nankervis. When Toby Nankervis plays, Richmond are such a better side. He was brilliant, Big Nank. And three votes to Jamie Cripps from the West Coast Eagles. Yeah. Five goals too. So he had seven shots at goal. Not only that, for a half forward, he had 25 disposals. Not often these days you see 25 and someone kicking five. So I thought that was worth three.
It's nearly as good as your 28-4 in 2001.
Nearly. The worst?
The worst. This is a harsh one probably, but it's just on the back of my doing my head in. Simon Goodwin said after the game, he would have preferred if we could have got a result. So he obviously doesn't like draws either. Goody, you got a result. You got 2 points and you're still top of the ladder. So I've given Goody one. Well, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Justin Longmire. I reckon that game was lost in the coach's box last Thursday night, and he's doing a good job, Justin Longmuir. But he allowed Geelong just to dictate that game with uncontested possessions, 137 marks, 28 inside 50. Surely he had to shut down the space for
it's
a while.
Personal this week.
Yeah, well, getting very nasty.
Haven't you asked for this?
Mm. Yeah, that is true. I have.
Haven't you asked for this?
It's all just team.
Double down on his draw thing.
Hey, I'm flat. I don't. You get a result. St Kilda. 0 goals, 8 from set shots. What is going on with goal kicking? And it's hurt them now for a couple of years. So,
three. We have one vote to the Brisbane midfield. Now, you look at that midfield, and they are stacked with so many superstars. McCluggage, Lachie Neal, Daniel Rich rolls through there, Jared Lyons. I didn't think they fired a shot against Richmond the other night, who are undermanned in that midfield. And I thought they got outworked. There was countless times where I saw Lachie Neal not working as hard as Dustin Martin when they were playing on each other, and I thought that they just thought the game was going to happen. So Brisbane, I know they've down a forward, but if they don't get that midfield mix right, I don't think they can win the premiership.
Yeah.
Two votes, the same as you. St Kilda's goal kicking was deplorable. They should have won that game. Yeah. They should have had it sewn up or at least been 3 or 4 goals up early, and three votes in the same vein, but I gave it to Fremantle instead of just Justin Longmuir, but, you know, you could go either way.
Yeah. Didn't want to go personal.
No. Well, I don't mind going personal.
I'll change it to Justin Longmuir then.
And it's nothing against Justin Longmuir, but don't you think they had to shut down those uncontested marks? If you give that to Geelong, 100%. They win.
Do we think Dan Andrews might start featuring again?
I'm not going near any coronavirus or political stuff again.
No. Hey, I'm just trying to crack this Da Vinci code of the round. Essendon versus GWS is still not confirmed or where it is. I'm not sure when.
Well, it's confirmed, but they don't know.
Is it?
The time, they don't know yet. Oh.
Well, who wins that one? I haven't got odds for you.
If the Bombers play like they did last week, they can't win against a better side. And the Giants, with players out.
They were good early.
They were good early, and then they had players play the day before, so it was going to be hard to run out that game, and Sydney ran over the top of them. So it's a 50-50 one. I can't split it unless I know where it has been played.
It's been played in Queensland. So it'll be Metricon, but I just think it's the time on Sunday. They haven't worked out yet. I'm gonna give the Giants one last chance because this is the last roll of the dice for them, I reckon.
Another game that might shape the eight, West Coast versus St Kilda. $1.43 West Coast, St Kilda $2.86.
West Coast in
Rowan Marshall's out with the quarantine. Where did he go? The Precinct Hotel.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that how he got done?
He's out for 14 days, yeah.
Jeez, it's tough, isn't it? You don't want to go anywhere. 14 days for your trouble. You're sliding in to have a skooey and you've got 14 days for your trouble.
Yeah, West Coast, I think, there.
Then Geelong-Richmond. Geelong $1.37, Richmond $3.14. Can Richmond hold on to that form?
I think it's a lot closer than those odds.
Cats have got a few out as well, haven't they? Yeah. Gary Rowan's out, yeah?
Yes.
Obviously, Jeremy Cameron.
It's a long win, but I reckon
it's close. Yeah.
One more to look at. The doggy first versus second. The Bulldogs versus
Melbourne. I think the Dogs are playing better at the moment.
Yeah, you can't trust Melbourne. I've been saying this for 25 years.
The Demons' form against the other top eight teams has been unbelievable. Yeah. They just seem to lose to the
team. So here's a game to figure out how much Luke Beveridge has learnt this year because the Bulldogs played Melbourne, what was it, 10 weeks ago now, 8 weeks
out-coached.
Ago? And he was clearly out-coached by Melbourne. So they had, was it Viney or Brayshaw, sit out in that wing all night and block the exits. Similar to what Sydney did to the Bulldogs 2 weeks ago. So
Dawson and Florent.
How he works his way through that is going to be a big thing on this game. If he hasn't learnt, I worry about the Dogs coming into September because that's the way that other sides will play them. So
I'm going to tip the Dogs.
I think that he'll plan for it and he'll be able to combat
it. Are you saying Luke Beveridge is not a good coach?
He was out-coached twice this year.
He's a good coach.
Very good coach. But you can get out-coached.
Have a bad night.
Yeah. Justin Longmuir was a good coach, but he got out-coached the other night.
Okay.
You got a smug sort of look.
Well, I'm just trying to get us some PR hits. You know I come from the PR world, and I think Nathan Brown saying that Luke Beveridge is a bad coach would get us a PR hit.
He's not saying that.
That's not
what he said.
Absolutely not what I said.
All right, hypotheticals to finish.
You went a bit of a newsy sort of...
Yeah, well, that is my day job. is to get
silly hits, emails. You're right.
Get hits in the media for this wonderful brand of ours. First one. Now I'm going to full disclosure. None of these are mine.
Oh really?
Okay. This first one was sent in from a listener. The rest are says she sent them through. This came in from James Smith. Now he sent one in before. Remember James Smith, the one that I said I don't think it's his real name. He sent me a picture of his driver's license. So it is a legitimate name.
Right. Where does he live?
No, he blacked that bit out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Smart.
I mean, I don't. What am I going to do with his address? Pop down to Craigieburn and rob him. would you rather... So you're a player. Would you rather be medical subbed off halfway through...
You've actually thought about that, haven't you? If what? He did send his address about robbing him, haven't you?
No, I just thought of it when you
what
asked...
What would that come into your head, though? Well, what just, would make someone say that?
My brain works.
We know...
Why else, would you think that? You
why else would you? It would never enter my mind.
Why else would you cover
Hunter
a lot?
Hunter is wired very differently to what you and me... He's
talking about robbing his house.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't rob his house, so you probably don't need to cover your address.
All right. It's still not something you would think about saying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why else would you cover your address? Identity theft, I guess. All right.
You fay nut.
Would you rather be medical subbed off halfway through the first quarter of a grand final and win by a point, or subbed into a grand final in the last half of the last quarter that was already winning by 100 points?
No, I want to be out there when the siren goes. I want to be out there getting a
kick.
But
you've come in, so you're only playing half a quarter, no matter
care.
What?
Because you come on and you're winning by 100 points, you're probably cashing in. Yep. If you're playing forward, you're probably kicking goals.
Yeah.
There's a bit of me time there.
Yes.
You're on but the you ground when the siren goes.
You start as the medical sub.
Are you flat?
You're still getting a medal, mate.
Brownie, I reckon you're even flat the few times that I finished the game on the bench with injury. You're sort of flat when the siren goes, even when you win a little bit. Because you want to be out there when the siren goes.
Trent Crowe got subbed out early, didn't he? We're not subbed out. We didn't have the sub back then.
Brownie even celebrated a draw because the siren went.
See, I used to love the draw.
Yeah, you did.
I don't like it anymore.
All right, next
one. So you saying out there when the siren goes as
yes.
well?
Yes.
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or coma for 10 years? A coma.
Coma.
Coma, yeah.
10 years, though.
I'm not...
I wouldn't do well in jail.
No, you wouldn't. See, I would thrive in prison, I reckon.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
See, that's a... This is you. I would... This is a lie, Hum. You would be worse than me and Brownie in jail.
No way. Yeah, I reckon I'd do all right in prison. I'd make some good connections when I come out as well. I'd have a nice lucrative business.
I don't want one night in jail.
A lucrative business?
Well, you'd make connections.
What would your lucrative business
be? Probably not something anything legal, but you do make connections in jail. Some
house robbing.
Yeah.
Some of the, like,
Andy Dufresne?
A lot of true crime.
What would you make
with? Great connections. Some of the best, like, the big crime bosses... During the underbelly.
So you're going to become a crime boss when you come out of prison?
Well, I'm just saying they do some of the best. I remember in underbelly, what's his name? Tony Mockbell said to Carl Williams in the show, some of the best business connections I made was in the clink. So I think I'd go all
so
right.
So you want to be a career?
No, I'm just saying, 10 years in a coma, you wake up, you don't know anything, you'd be weak.
Good.
Whereas prison.
Be nice to sleep for 10 years and then just wake up and just
wouldn't it? Think this, like when I'm really tired, I was like, I wouldn't mind just like a 3 week nap,
mate.
Knock me out for 3 weeks, wake up refreshed.
Well, if that happened now, hopefully coronavirus would be over when you wake up.
All right, last one. Would you rather travel for the rest of your life, but you can only stay in one place for 3 months, or never leave the state again?
Travel.
Yeah,
you've got to relocate every 3 months.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got. Disposable assets or disposable income.
You're probably doing.
Yeah, you
got to
work. You got to work online. You run an online store that sells. You import stuff. So you got
to
check
in. Have something different all the time.
You sell candles, all right? Yeah, but every 3 months. So you keep your homeschooling.
Every
your kids.
3 months, you just get an Airbnb. You plan it each three months out, and you just have a great life traveling.
A world education, they'd get.
Yeah. Well, it'd be tough.
I couldn't stay in Victoria the rest of my life. You got to get out.
It's a tough time, especially at this stage when it's rainy and. It's cold and we're locked indoors.
All
right, that's going to do us.
Better those hypotheticals. Thanks, Sez.
I think that's the way forward because, as I said, I put time and effort into these hypotheticals. I think about them. I write them down. Yes, I do. I was sitting in the shower and I'll write them in my phone notes.
Good luck with your appointment today.
Yeah, good luck.
I'll shower with your phone.
No. I'll think about it in the shower and then I'll go.
He sits in the shower with his phone.
He would.
Putting these in his notes.
I reckon you're the person that's got like a plastic chair in your shower. You just sit in there.
Have you ever tried sitting in the shower? How's this? The water gets too cold.
Yeah, after a
because
game
that
of footy.
That extra distance from the shoulders to your head, because the water's always cold when you're sitting on the ground.
That is true because my little daughter likes to sit in the shower.
Turn the
and
heat
she
up,
is freezing.
Mate.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if you turn the heat up, then you stand up and you burn your head off.
You know, it's
first
true.
World problems, eh?
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do us. Hey, good luck on the weekend. Stay safe. Stay indoors because the more that we comply, I know it's not easy, the quicker we can get out of this. Get vaccinated if you can.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say that, but yeah, get vaccinated. That's going to help us get out.
Say that.
Good luck on the punt. Enjoy it. Most importantly, gamble responsibly.